Hello, this is Billy Brammer and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, here near Branson, Missouri. I have told you about my experience of receiving the baptism with the Holy Spirit, how I, as a young Baptist wife and mother, had told someone that speaking in tongues was of the devil, and the next week I was speaking in them because this a person took me to Kenneth E. Hagin's meeting, his seminar at 1029 North Utica in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And as we sat there each day, I listened to Brother Hagin, Papa and Mama Goodwin go over every scripture in the Bible that had to do with being baptized with the Holy Spirit, with being filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing. I saw that it was this experience subsequent to salvation. All my questions were answered. We had the seminar every day, Monday through Friday. We had it in the mornings. We went home for a little bit. We had night meetings. And then on the last day of the seminar, Brother Hagin said, "Don't ask me any questions until the last day, because probably I'm going to answer these questions. So on the last day, if you still have any questions, you can pose them to me." So I was the first one with my hand up for a question. And my question was, if you see that tongues are a gift, that it is an experience subsequent to salvation, if you are right with God, you are born again, and you still do not receive and speak with tongues, what could be wrong? Now, I ask this question because every day, after I have been convinced from the Word of God, I say it happened about Wednesday, I would go home and I would try to receive. I would get down by my bed, or in my car, or any place, and I would try to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I would go over it. I would go over everything he said. I would go over the fact that I'm born again, that I'm not of the world, that I'm a believer, and that I want to receive the gift and the promises unto me. And then I would wait. Nothing happened. So I have my big question at the end of the week. And Brother Hagin answered my question the whole rest of the time. Nobody else got to ask one. But it's some of the best teaching that I've ever heard. And I, as the editor of the Word of Faith, put it into a teaching later on. I don't know if they have it in this book or not, but I think it is one that should be told everywhere. Brother Hagin said, if you meet all that criteria that we've talked about all the week, only one of two things could be wrong. Oh, I thought only two. One of two things, he said. Number one is a lack of faith. You have to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit by faith, just like you have to receive your salvation by faith. He said, if the reason is you don't have faith, you don't really believe, then there is an answer. Go to the Word. Go to the Word of God. Go over all these scriptures that we've looked at until faith arises in your heart. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the answer to the lack of faith is you go to the Word and read it until faith arises in your heart to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit. If I'd had this book, Tongues, that Kenneth Hagin's Ministries has just published, I could have just looked up all the scriptures in there. But I had written them all down in my notes from Brother Hagin's teaching. But Brother Hagin said, usually that is not the problem. 90% of the problem, he said, lies in the second reason. So what is the second reason? Brother Hagin said, a lack of yielding. It's not usually a lack of faith. It's a lack of yielding. And he gave some stories. If any of you know Brother Hagin very well, you know about his stories. And one of the stories that he gave was a woman who'd been in his meeting for a long time. And they had been laying hands on people to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And that's one way that you can receive. There are several ways. But we know that's true because in the Bible it says that the apostles went down to Samaria where a great revival was going on. And they laid hands on the people to receive. And so Brother Hagin was especially anointed to lay hands on people to receive the Holy Ghost. And as Brother Hagin, he would read this scripture. He told about that woman day after day, and she drifted a long way to the meeting where he was. I think she was a school teacher. Day after day, and the last day she came up to receive, and she didn't receive, and Brother Hagin saw that she was so sad. Her heart was broken. And he was in the car, in the parking lot, and he saw her approaching her car, and he walked over to her. And he knew what the problem was by the Spirit. And he had her read this scripture over and over, out loud to him. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Brother Hagin said, who began to speak with tongues? She said, the Holy Ghost began to speak with tongues. He said, read it again. She read it again. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Who was speaking in tongues? The Spirit. He had her read it again, over and over, until she saw it. She said, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues. They have to begin. You have to begin. The Holy Ghost doesn't just come into you like a radio, and suddenly you're there with your mouth clenched. You're waiting on a radio to be turned on by God and give you utterance. I don't know how many times I've laid my hands on people, and they clench their lips. They clench their lips and expect to speak with other tongues. Now, I use something that Brother Hagin taught me to help people to yield. And he said that the Holy Ghost gave this to him. He taught us there that very day, as he was teaching me the difference between the two reasons you might not be receiving, lack of faith or lack of yielding. And he said 90% of time it's lack of yielding. And he said, God gave me this scripture to help me with people. It comes from Job chapter 29 and verse 22. That's Job 29:22. After my words, they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them, and they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. Now, folks, many Bible teachers, and especially those filled with the Spirit, know that the rains, Joel tells us, And then in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, that these rains are types of the Holy Spirit outpouring. And so Brother Hagin said, the Lord gave me this to help people yield. After my words, those are God's words, they spake not again. And so this is the way he did it, and this is the way I do it. I still tell the people, let's say they've come in the line to receive. I say to them, now don't speak any more of your own words. If you speak English, don't say anything in English. If you speak Spanish, don't say anything in Spanish. Don't say any words you know. Don't say glory, hallelujah. Don't say praise the Lord. Don't beg Jesus. Don't say a word. After my words, they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them. He will give you the utterance. The Holy Spirit will drop this upon you. Verse 23, and they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. So the Lord showed Brother Hagin, have the people close their eyes, have them open their mouths wide. And I always say it like this because my sister and I, this was before acid rain, when we were little children and it began to rain, we'd put on our bathing suits and we'd run outside and we'd open our mouths wide to drink in the rain. And so I tell the people, close your eyes, open your mouth wide, get your mind on Jesus, because Jesus is the one who baptizes you in the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says if you ask him for the Holy Spirit, he's not going to give you a bone. He's not going to give you a false spirit. He's not going to give you anything except what you've asked for. There is never a time when you meet the criteria, if you're right with God, that he does not come upon you, that the Holy Spirit does not come upon you through the ministry. And this is, Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. This is Job 29:33. Job 29:33. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. I have the people to close their eyes, to look up, to open their mouths wide as if they are waiting for the rain to fall into that mouth. I have them take a deep breath. I first say, watch me. And I tell them to do like this. Watch me now. I open my mouth. Take a deep breath. And then I say, when you exhale, you speak out the utterance that is in your spirit. He will give you utterance. And do you know, folks, I'd say 90% of the people who come receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They yield to God. Yielding to God is important. You will get nowhere without learning to yield to God. Without learning to yield to God when he tells you, don't turn here, turn there, and you avoid an automobile accident. Don't go today. Put your trip off for a week. Don't get in your car right now. Wait 30 minutes. Or it could be on the positive. Go speak to that man about his soul. And the Holy Spirit's been working on him. He has preceded you, and you go there where the rains of the Spirit have fallen. You all your life will need to yield to the Holy Spirit. And you first come into this by yielding to the Lord and being born again, and then yielding to his Spirit and speaking with other tongues. Please get that book by Brother Hagin, Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. It's got every question you ever had. Some people say, well, the Bible says, do all speak with tongues? Evidently, the answer is no. Well, you don't know the Bible if you think that. You have to know how to rightly divide it. It's in this book. Many of your questions will be answered. We'll see that you get this book for $10 plus mailing costs at 1-800-972-3447. You can call that same number to register for the Champions for Christ Youth Rally. That's coming up soon. It's in July, end of July and 1st of August. And you need to register your youth group. We had over 500 kids here last year. They had the time of their lives. They had the Holy Ghost and the manifestation of the glory of God. They also go out to Silver Dollar City. They go to the Branson Bell. This year, I think they're going to some other things, Dixie Stampede. They do all kinds of fun things, ride the rides, and have so much fun. Call that number, 1-800-972-3447, to register. Also, if you can, come to Osage Beach, March 16th through 20th, where I'll be teaching the Book of Ephesians and the Glorious Church in a special school of eschatology, looking at signs of the times in the last days. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until next time.